with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans are blasting a decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State Shenna Bellows to boot Donald Trump off the GOP primary ballot.
In a social media post, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina described the decision as an egregious abuse of power, adding that he planned to introduce legislation to, quote, stop these partisan officials. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, Democrats love democracy so much that they will do anything to stop the voters from voting for their opponent.
That's congressional correspondent Edward Mora reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a greater threat from Lebanon-based Hezbollah than it does from Hamas.
And we're talking about a terrorist organization that has 150,000 rockets, and many of them are accurate rockets. It is not a tactical threat. It's a strategic threat to the state of Israel. Hezbollah has a terrorist force which is 10 times the size of Hamas's fighting force.
Dr. Oren told the Salem Radio Network Israel should launch a preemptive attack against Hezbollah sometime soon, or else face an assault from the Iran-backed terrorist group at a time of its choosing. Russia is paying attention to the political climate in the U.S., the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports.
The general polarization of American society, that is welcomed here in the Kremlin, because any problems that the Kremlin can identify in America, in the EU, in the West, that helps Russia. You know, you switch on state television here in Russia, and they're constantly talking about problems in the West, in America, in Europe, in Britain, social problems, cost of living problems, tension in society. And the more of that there is, the better, I think, for the Kremlin.
Russia is set to hold its own presidential elections this spring between March 15th and 17th. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital. Here's Michael Harrington.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities in Tirana seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th to the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them abroad. Some of the icons, frescoes, and other pieces were taken from churches and cultural centers in neighboring North Macedonia. This is SRN News. A judge blocks a GOP-written law in Iowa.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law banning some sexually oriented books from school libraries and forbidding teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues. The law, which the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved early in 2023, bans books depicting sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with students through the sixth grade.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Boeing is urging immediate inspections of its 737 MAX airliners. The FAA said that's because of a possible loose bolt in the rudder control system. Boeing says an international operator discovered a bolt with a missing nut while performing routine maintenance on a mechanism in the rudder control linkage. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.